Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
One of South Africa's most storied companies, Diversified Miner Anglo American, has swung into a mid-year loss, mainly because of a hefty write-down at its fertiliser mine in England. Anglo has also been hit by falling prices among key commodities, but it's the $1.6 billion impairment at the Woodsmith Crop Nutrients project in Yorkshire that has done the damage. Woodsmith gave Anglo a similar hit last year. It remains to be seen if the fertiliser that's supposed to come out of the mine will be usable by farmers at scale. Anglo is reporting an interim loss of $672 million in the 6 months to end June. That's just under 16 billion rand. Anglo, of course, is the parent company of Kumba Iron Ore, Anglo Platinum and De Beers. It has opted to slash its interim dividend by 24% to $0.42 a share. Anglo's share down 5.2%. Another big mining house, Sibanye-Stillwater, has delayed its interims by a fortnight after a cyber attack earlier this month. Sibanye says the attack resulted in some short-term operational delays at its American PGM operations. The company was down 4.4% at the bell last evening. From leading business lobby group Business Unity South Africa, a call for the new government to prioritise reviving state-run port, water and power networks. BUSA CEO Busi Mavuso says she believes policymaking has been liberated from Luthuli House, referring to ANC headquarters. Interviewed by Bloomberg TV in Johannesburg, Mavuso also called for the National Health Insurance Scheme to be scrapped, describing it as a farce. Mavuso says the NHI is unimplementable, unfundable, and seeks to destroy the private healthcare system. On the markets, after the big sell-off in America, the JSE watched and waited to end up 0.1%. That's both the all-share and top 40. London's FTSE up 0.4%. In New York, though, the sell-off continues. The S&P 500 was down 0.5%, the NASDAQ down nearly 1%. Heading in the other direction, the Dow up 0.2%. The NASDAQ has now lost well over $1 trillion this week. Tokyo this morning up 0.4%, Hong Kong just beneath flat, Sydney up nearly 1%. The US dollar has eased back to 109 against the euro, the rand at 18.33 to the dollar, 19.90 to the euro, 23.57 to sterling. Gold at 2,372, platinum 9.39, Bitcoin just over 67,000, Brent crude oil just over $82.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.